I'll tell you, it's not, I mean, in baseball and spring training, it's not always like that. I've really, really enjoyed my time here so far. I really like the way this camp's going, the coaching staff, these players getting to know everyone. It's been a lot of fun so far, but it's not always like that.
What about the process, of getting to know new teammates? You went from Milwaukee to Minnesota, now here to Baltimore, and obviously you're here to do your job, but, I saw you in the clubhouse, and, you're into help organizing the table tennis tournament. I mean, you're very much a teammate jumping in. What about the assimilation process?
It's fun. I mean, I feel like this transition's been easier for me, maybe only because I'd done it once going from Milwaukee to Minnesota, but... and also there's a lot of new guys on this team. I wasn't the only guy coming in. There's a lot of new faces, so it really wasn't a hard transition, and everyone's been really cool in this clubhouse. So and then about the ping pong, it's just kind of I got thrown into it somehow from being the number one seed. I guess I got to help out make the brackets.
So number one seed, a little pressure on you. You carry that mantle proudly?
I like the number one seed in ping pong. I feel like I got a target on my back, so I challenge anyone. I take challenges and give everyone a shot at the title. So,
talking with Oriole shortstop J.J. Hardy here in Florida during spring training, talk about teammates. You've got an ultimate teammate in your brother. Jeff Zrebeck of the Baltimore Sun wrote the story here most recently, a story that I know you're proud to tell, a brotherly bond that you guys have helped one another. He did combat overseas, and you dealt with some struggles with injuries, and together you guys have become quite a team.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, we were always best friends, and we did everything together. When he joined the Army, went over to Iraq, we didn't see each other for, a couple years. He was based out of Oklahoma, and we didn't see each other much. And then 2004 was a big year for me in baseball. I was thinking it was going to be my time to get called up to the big leagues, and I blew out my shoulder, missed that whole year. And at the same time, my brother's coming back from Iraq and going through a divorce and seeing things that a lot of us have never even thought of seeing. And I'm over here being depressed about my baseball career when my brother had seen and done things that I would never even imagine doing. So it really put my depression into perspective, and he helped me get through it. And then I guess I was able to let him talk about some things and help him get through his things.
Awesome story. J.J. Hardy of the Orioles joining us. And you were part of a baseball revival in Milwaukee. That city had not seen playoff baseball in 25 years. You come here to Baltimore, and it's been 13 years, and the folks are starved, and they got a great baseball history. What you went through in Milwaukee, to think that you could maybe be a part of that here in Baltimore. No pressure, JJ, but that had to be pretty cool to go through that.
It was awesome. I mean, those fans really, really supported us. We started turning things around when we had a ton of losing seasons in a row, and then it started with being, getting to be a 500 team, and then it just takes the next step up where you gotta be in the playoffs, and then it's just you set your goals a little bit higher and higher every year. And it was awesome. It was priceless. And this team, I think, is definitely capable of it. We got a great team offensively. Pretty much a new lineup from last year. Buck has changed some things around from the time he came last year, and we're all pretty excited about it, and we hope we can surprise some people and do that same sort of thing we did in Milwaukee.
At the big league level, you've played for some notable baseball guys, Ned Yost in Milwaukee, Ron Gardenhire, now Buck. I'm just wondering your observations as a new player here and playing under Buck Showalter, who has quite a reputation he brings here to Baltimore.
They all have their different styles, and for me, I feel like this has been run really, really well, and it's spring training, so it's really not the full picture. I know Buck is one of those managers that as a player, you're never, ever going to get out-managed in a ball game, and he's always on top of things and ready to do what he's got to do to help this team win. And as a player, when you respect that, and know that he's on your side, that it definitely helps you relax and know that you got the right guys on your side.
Good stuff. J.J. Hardy, your new shortstop for your Baltimore Orioles. Folks back home looking forward to seeing you out on the field at Camden Yards. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.